moyo wangu ukae kimya. Amen.
Hello. Now it is time for message from Tanzania, where Ayob, a young pastor, shares his Christ-driven message with you. His hope is the fire of God will fall on you and encourage you.
Mind you, this is 92.3 FM radio. Here I'm Pastor Ayub Kenneth from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Yes, today I bring you the sermon which say people used by God. Yes, thank you Lord Jesus, thank you Father for this sermon. I hope it will be a blessing sermon. It's going to touch a lot of hearts, or hearts of your sons and daughter. They will be blessed, they will learn through this. Thank you Lord Father, in Jesus name, amen. I am a living testimony that God does not call the qualifies, but he qualifies those he has called. God does not call the equipped, but he equips those that he has called. God does not call the prepared, but he prepared those he has called. Surely if God can do this with the life of a boy who was born and raised in the slums of Madizini, God can use you, God can use me, God can use anybody. And our God is not a God, is not a respecter of person, but is a respecter of principle. If God can use me, God can use you. I'm here to tell you, when capable are not available, he makes the available to become capable. I just want you to know, what God needs from you is availability. Because God is not looking for ability, but for availability. Thank you, Jesus. And there is no excuse to who God can use. If you look at the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God uses the weak things of this world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you look at Noah, at the point he was drunk. When you look at Abraham, he was too old. When you look at Jacob, he was a liar. When you look at Moses, he was a stammerer. I'm here to tell somebody, there is no excuse to why God cannot use you. If you look at Gideon, Gideon was afraid. If you look at Samson, Samson was a womanizer. If you look at Rahab, Rahab was a prostitute, and God still used her. If you look at Jeremiah and Timos, they were too young. Oh, and Almighty God still used them. If you look at David, he had an afraid and murderer. If you look at Elijah, he was suicidal and a murderer. If you look at Isaiah preached naked. If you look at Jonah ran from God. If you look at Naomi was a widow and Almighty God still used her. If you look at Job went bankrupt. Oh, if you look at Peter denied Christ. If you look at disciples, they fell asleep while praying. If you look at Zacchaeus, she was too short. If you look at Paul, he was too religious. If you look at Timothy, he had an ulcer. Oh, Jesus. If you look at Lazarus was dead. Thank you, Lord Father. And I'm here to tell somebody, and I'm here to tell the fearless generation, oh, there is no excuse to why God cannot use you. Dear brother, dear sister, oh, there is no excuse to why God can use you. God can use you. God can use anybody. God can use me. Oh, when you want to run away from God, oh, remind you, dear brother, dear sisters, the presence of God is everywhere. Oh, the presence of God is everywhere. Oh, is about to touch you. Oh, is about to catch you. Remind you the time that Jonah ran away from God. Oh, what the consequence occur upon him. Oh, thank you, Lord Father. I glorify Jesus. The Bible is an awesome book. When you read from my Bible, you will know who are you in the work of God, in the generation of God. I'm here to tell somebody. I'm here, I'm speaking with the fearless generation. Oh, there is no excuse to why God cannot use you. I stand as an oracle of God. I stand at the altar of fire, at the altar of IEC, at the altar of miracle, altar of testimony, and to who listening from around the world. You are a candidate to be used by God. For you are listening for me right now. For you who you have sit very keen listening to me right now. Listening at 92.3 FM radio. Oh, there is no excuse to why God cannot use you. Oh, you are a candidate to be used by God. Oh, you have to accept this. You are a candidate to be used by God. Oh, thank you, Lord Father. And I prophesy God will use you for this generation. I prophesy today, I stand as an oracle. I prophesy God will use you for this generation. As I was in the prayer, I saw a wave of revival. Oh, a wave of revival from the heavenly kingdom. I saw God raising a mighty army in this end time of this year. I saw God raising a mighty army. Oh, and I decree and declare, you are a part of that army. I decree and declare as an oracle of God, you are a part of that army. I decree and declare because I've been given the authority. Oh, I've been given the power from the heavenly kingdom. Oh, you are a part of that army. Oh, may God use you, my sister. May God use you, my brother. May God use you in the corporate world. May God use you in the business world. May God use you in the marketplace. Thank you, Lord Father. May God use you. May God use you in this generation. Dear brother, dear sister, dear mother, father. Oh, those who you are listening to me around the world, listening on 92.3. Those who are lady listening to me from the podcast 92.3. Oh, Yatala Baba Shekete. God is about to use you. God is about to use you. Oh, may God use you for this generation. May God use you in the political arena. I decree and declare, God will use you in the political arena. God will use you to stand in the parish. Oh, whatever the place that God has assigned for you, may God use you right now. Whatever is the area of expertise that God has assigned for you there, may God use you right now. May God use you in the field. Oh, may God use you in that corridor of power. May God use you to give the king's message. Oh, I decree and declare as an oracle of God, you will preach in the bush, you will preach in the palace, and the people, they will hear your message. Oh, thank you, Lord Father. I decree and declare there is no any negativity word which will convince you to run away from the voice of God. Oh, the voice of God is calling you, my brother. The voice of God is calling you, my sister. Oh, let us wake up to build the kingdom of God. May God use you, Jesus Christ. Oh, may God use you in Jesus' name. May God use you. Oh, thank you, Father, for this anointing. Thank you, Father, for this great anointing. Oh, thank you, Father, for this greeting anointing. I release you anointing. Anointing, 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 anointing. Oh, the presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. Oh, be very keen here in this prayer. This is the main anchor. Be very keen here. The presence of God. If you are ready to be used by God, touch your chest. Then raise your hands. Raise one hand. Touch your chest. The presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. Touch. 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 Any sickness that is act as an hindrance, any obstacle that is touching you, that is catching you to run away, that is influencing you. Oh, the anointing. The anointing to your sons and daughter right now. I release your anointing. I release the anointing. The anointing to be used by God. Oh, anointing to be used by God. I decree and declare. Oh, Ripasaka. You will not run away from the voice of God. You will not run away from the voice of God. You will not run away from the voice of God. I send the angels. I command the angels from the heavenly kingdom right now. Oh, Shabbata Kanaba Shekete. May the angel touch you right now. Oh, you have to accept the voice of God. You have to accept the voice of God. I thank you, Father. Oh, you saved me, Jesus. You send me, Jesus, to this generation. Ripas akata. You send me to this generation. Oh, Father, may you deliver their hearts right now. Anyone who is seeking right now, Father, I release deliverance. Oh, I provoke deliverance. I release deliverance in their life. Fire. Fire of God. Fire. Touch you. Fire to touch you right now. You are free. You are saved now. I set you free now. I set you free right 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 now. I'm speaking with any kind of disease, such kind, and some sort of ailment in your body. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I surrender to you. Thank you, Jesus, for anointing. Thank you for using me. Thank you for using me. You deliver them. Father, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. They are free.
We hope that you were enriched by Ayob's message, and he encourages you to share this message with family and friends. To contact Ayob, you can email him on ayoubkenny98@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp him through his mobile number. That is +255 655 947 190 for prayers and support.